The National Crime Agency is urging technology companies to do more to tackle online child abuse. Around 1,000 suspects are being arrested every month, and reports of abuse have roughly doubled in the past 3 years. Officials say abuse risks becoming normalized online. They want tech firms to make their platforms hostile to offenders and introduce stronger safeguards to prevent children from sharing or viewing explicit images. The chief executive of Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, is due to give evidence in a Los Angeles court today. The civil case concerns the alleged impact of social media on young people. Meta, which owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, denies claims its platforms are engineered to encourage compulsive use. One of the country's leading psychiatrists, Lade Smith, has warned of what she calls a silent mental health pandemic. More than 1 million people, including over 1 million children and young people, sought help from mental health services last year, up 56% in 8 years. The Royal College of Psychiatrists says services are overwhelmed. The government says it has invested nearly £700 million extra into mental health care this year. Plans to build 7 new railway stations in Wales have been approved. 6 will be in southeast Wales, and 1 in Deeside. The UK government says the wider rail modernisation programme could be worth up to £14 billion and support 12,000 jobs. Opposition parties say the announcement recycles previous commitments. Some of the UK's biggest online streamers say they are concerned about new age verification checks on Discord, starting next month. Discord says the changes are designed to improve child safety. However, users are worried about data protection, particularly after a previous breach involving ID verification data. The company says most users will not need to complete checks, and that any ID submitted will be deleted after age confirmation. At the Winter Olympics, Britain's men's curling team, skipped by Bruce Mouat, are under pressure after losing to Canada. It was their 4th defeat in 8 matches. To reach the semi-finals, they must beat the United States later today and rely on other results going their way. In Manchester tonight, cloudy, with occasional showers. Temperatures around 6 degrees Celsius. That's the news from the Cough Radio. More updates at the top of the hour.
Bonjour et bienvenue dans ce rayon de ce matin, votre moment pour démarrer la journée avec code de termination cacté. Alors aujourd'hui parlons d'une qualité qui construit le récit silencieux, la discipline personnelle. La discipline, ce n'est pas la rigidité, ce n'est pas se priver de tout, c'est respecter suffisamment pour faire ce qu'il faut, même quand on n'a pas envie. Ce sont de petits engagements tenus chaque jour qui bâtissent le grand récit, s'élever à l'heure, finir quand on commence, terminer et tenir une promesse faite soi-même. La discipline transforme l'intention en action et l'action en récit. Beaucoup attendent la motivation, mais la motivation va, en vient. La discipline, elle reste, elle nous pousse à avancer même quand l'énergie baisse, même quand les esquisses s'y présentent. Et le plus beau, c'est chaque acte de discipline renforce la confiance en soi, car chaque fois que vous respectez votre parole, vous vous prouvez que vous êtes capable. Alors aujourd'hui, choisissez une petite action disciplineur, une seule, mais faites-la bien. Merci d'avoir écouté Rayon de ce matin, que cette journée soit productif, structuré et rempli de victoires silencieuses, admet pour une nouvelle épisode Inspiration.